So We Must Act Now is the title of this image, and it shows Smarty lids, which were, for those who don't know, it's confectionery, chocolate confectionery that are covered in a sort of a coating of iced different colours that were sold in a cylindrical tube. And they stopped being in production over 14 years ago. They had this plastic top, and now the product has changed, which is another reason why I probably created this image, because they've changed the tube into a kind of a hexagonal shape with a cardboard lid that clips nicely over. So this is an example of a company making change and getting rid of plastic from their actual packaging. I used to collect them and try and, you know, spell words and fire the tops off the tubes and all those things you weren't supposed to do. I can remember being told off about that and told that it would take somebody's eye out. You know,
I'm pretty sure nothing's ever actually really taken anyone's eye out. I think that's just an urban teacher myth.
But consequently, because they've been produced for so many years, they're still washing up on beaches all around England. And every time I go to the shoreline and pick up plastics and things like that, I always find a collection of Smarty lids. So I decided it was time I created an image. And I used the letters on the lids to spell out "We Must Act Now." So if you can pick that out from the image, then, you know, that's good. So there are other messages hidden within the image as well, some of which I can tell you and some of which are left to be found. But the question "How long" is written on the right hand side, and then the numbers that are just floating about near the end of the sentence, 1, 2, 3, you know, how many years. And it's basically relating to how many years it takes plastic to break down in the ocean.
How long does it take?
Averages of how long plastic takes to degrade in the ocean. Scientists are now saying that you know, plastic never ever goes away, and all plastic ever produced on the planet is still with us in some form as microplastics or whatever that might be. Unless it's been burnt, you know, since it's been produced, it's still with us somewhere on the planet, which is pretty shocking. So thinking of numbers and years and things and how long things to break down, you know, this is, I think, describing plastic that breaks down into smaller parts, but of course it's always still here.
Is it right, in one afternoon you almost collected the entire alphabet from one area?
I did, yes. This is from a nature reserve again, which is particularly shocking because obviously there's wild animals there running around in all the plastic litter on the beach. I collected all the alphabet bar 5 letters.
Goodness
and
me.
Those 5 letters actually spelt rhino when I sort of laid them out and realised which ones were missing, which I thought was quite ironic because at that time I was kind of reading about the extinction of the white rhino and things like that and the threats to the rhino. So that was really another kind of ironic thing that pulled together about, you know, environmental issues and extinction.
Wow, that's amazing, actually. That's quite
it
quite,
is
quite
yeah, I couldn't believe those were the actual ones that I was missing.
Wow, yeah. And do you still have these in your collection? Is this
yes, I do. Yes. And there's some, I mean, I found quite a lot about Smarty lids, actually. You know, there's, as you can see in the picture, there's some with little space faces printed on. There's white ones and silver ones that were produced to specially commemorate certain events, like I think Sony PlayStation or something like that was one of the white ones that came out, and the silver one was for something else. And the way the logo is printed within the cap determines a certain year time. So there's so much to know about Smarty lids, and people do study them and, you know, have a lot more knowledge than I do.
Who knew?